The General Services Administration and the Office of Personnel Management will move ahead with a partnership to manage a multiple award contract for human capital and training services. The agencies issued a memorandum of understanding yesterday detailing each agency's roles. GSA will take over facets of acquisition, and OPM is responsible for the services side of things. GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini says the end goal is to produce those types of services at a lower price. Roger Waldron is the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Jared. How are you doing?
Doing good. So, I'm inside, man. So, as our own Jason Miller pointed out in his story on this yesterday, GSA's last attempt to roll out an HR contract like this wound up being kind of a slow-moving train wreck. My words, not his. From what little we know about this go-round on the training and management assistance contract, is there reason for optimism that things are going to go better this time?
I think there's the potential for it to go better. You have the two agencies working together on the contract vehicle. I mean, that's a great first step, and it will reduce duplication, potential duplication. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. I think the concern would be, you know, just laying out what is it going to look like. Is it a GSA schedule? Is it a multiple award IDIQ contract? And how do they what's the strategy for strategically sourcing things? I noticed you opened your comment talking about, you know, procuring these services more efficiently and at a lower price, according to Administrator Tangerlini.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the rub. I mean, you know, the strategic sourcing strategies to date have all been purely about price and trying to drive down price to the lowest, you know, possible that the government can achieve, and, you know, almost a low price, technically acceptable type approach. And, you know, do we want, I guess, our training services? You know, there's a big focus about, you know, the government workforce, their training, the professional development, having, you know, first class government services. Well, you need people who are well trained and, you know, been developed, and grown in their positions. And are we going to low price the training support and HR support services for that? That seems to me to be counterproductive to a long-term vision of a more efficient and effective and smart government.
To your point about, you know, we still don't know what the acquisition strategy looks like on this, I think at least some of these services are already on the schedule. So
yeah.
There's a risk of duplication here, right?
Absolutely. And it's the same thing that could happen we see going on right now with office supplies, which are a strategic source vehicle where, you know, GSA has the GSA schedules in place and has done BPAs, blanket purchase agreements, for the first two versions of the Office Supply Strategic Sourcing Initiatives. Now this third time they decided, contrary to the industry wishes, to create a whole new contract vehicle, an IDIQ that sort of parallels the schedules. So is that a possibility? I suppose it is. That's one area where often GSA is duplicating itself in a large sense.
What do we know, or what do we think we know about agency demand for sort of a unified, strategically sourced vehicle to buy these types of services?
I guess the OPM was started out with their own procurement, because they saw a demand for that. I mean, there is demand across the agencies for training services. I worked for the government for 20 years. You know, we used HR resources and training resources on a regular basis. And all agencies do that. The challenge that GSA has, and this is what, you know, is very frustrating from an industry perspective, is identifying requirements. You know, in each agency's individual requirements. And regardless of the contract that they put in place, whether it's a schedule or some other IDIQ contract, anytime an agency has a requirement over $150,000, they're going to have to compete it amongst all the contractors. You know, those are the statutory rules for these type of procurements. So it's really going to boil down to crafting the vehicle that's responsible on a sort of enterprise-wide basis that has the potential capability to meet agency-specific requirements. But the agency-specific requirements, you know, are fundamentally going to be defined by the customer agency themselves, as long as they meet the OPM standards.
Right. This question is probably tough to answer since we don't know what the acquisition strategy is yet, but what would you expect industry's response to a solicitation like this to kind of be, especially given the experience the major industry players went through last time after having their bid sat on for months and months and months and months? I mean, and especially if it goes the LPTA route, does that scare away?
I think that's going to be a major concern of how they structure the evaluation. They may go, they may try to structure it. If it's a independent IDIQ contract, they may, outside the schedules, I may try to structure it, and again, I'm purely speculating,
sure,
but like Oasis, where they had technical capabilities and certain qualifications that companies had to meet and they get points for it, and their price was evaluated on a purely fair and reasonable basis, understanding that there would be subsequent competitions at the order level where price would be defined more to based on the specific agency requirement. That's one strategy they could take, or they could take a strategy of creating BPAs off the schedules like they have in most of the other strategic sourcing initiatives, and structuring it a very similar way. But again, even under those BPAs, there will be additional competitions at the task order level. Or they could just create a more uniform schedule contract focusing on these set of services and allow the agencies to compete task orders. There's
right.
a number of different ways they could tackle it.
The timeline looks a little bit ambitious from my perspective. They're looking to not just have everything awarded, but actually have the entire vehicle in place by FY15. You think that's doable?
That will take a lot of work, I guess, put it that way. That's an ambitious schedule, I think. It depends on, frankly, what their acquisition strategy are. They may use some of the lessons learned from what OPM tried to accomplish to move forward with the vehicle. And a lot of it also will depend on, the complexity of the requirements, how they define them at the contract level, and the evaluation criteria, quite frankly, and building the evaluation team. There's a lot to go into it. I think it is an ambitious schedule.
Yeah. Roger Waldron is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Appreciate your insights as always, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.